Lifelock.com.
What happened? How it happened? Who it happened to? Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy weekend. Here it is, 8:06 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, we don't want to work. It's Friday. But we do have to inform you. So we still have somewhat of a job to do, and a job we're going to do because we're connecting right now with our friend Paul Myers from Department of Florida Health, Alachua County. And Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to connect with you again. I guess we've got some questions here. Tell me about this mask mandate that's set for the county. First question would be why the time frame on it? What is it? It's only for, a week or so?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that these orders can only be in place for a week at a time, up to 42 days. And so the county commission asked me to present the other night. I did so. And the data is pretty concerning with the rise in hospitalizations and the positivity rates. And so within their purview, they decided to reinstitute the mask mandate.
How much of a difference does it make? I mean, are the masks really, do they really make a difference?
You know, Bob, in certain situations, a well-fitting, a properly worn mask can reduce the spread of airborne pathogens. I got to just share with you, I'm fully vaccinated, and when I go into one of our testing sites, where right now, you know, 1 in 4, 1 in 3 people are testing positive, I'm putting on an N95. You know, we do that whenever we investigate other outbreaks such as measles. I put on, even though I'm fully vaccinated for measles, I put on an N95 to protect myself. So, yes, there are some studies out there that indicate that universal masking in a community can slow the spread. I think that's still up for debate.
And just one more quick thing along those lines. What about your eyes, your eyeballs? If they're exposed to, does that make a difference, or has this thing got to get in your respiratory system to be bad?
You know, Bob, it's primarily a respiratory illness, although you'd probably want to get with one of the UFL EDU docs over there to really speak to the exposure to the eyes. I'm just not real up on that.
Okay. All right. No problem there. Hey, let's talk about this monoclonal antibodies. Is there a plan to have that available for folks in Alachua County? Is it available?
It is available, Bob. And right now, North Florida Regional Medical Center and SHANS have that capability, and we're standing up another one this weekend, and details to that will be forthcoming. So, yes, it is available in Alachua County, and we are expanding that.
Is there any other things that are used therapeutically? We've had a doctor on the air before. He's a big believer in, the prophylactic use or therapeutic use of, like, ivermectin. Have you folks talked about that at all? Is that a consideration?
You know, Bob, I leave that to the physicians who are treating this. My focus in Alachua County is really to get as many people vaccinated as possible and trying to slow the spread of this really contagious variant to the extent that we can. Right now we are in every school testing sick kids so that we can identify those cases very early, figure out who their contacts are, so that we can try and slow the spread of this, because what's happening in our hospitals and our healthcare system right now is very concerning across the system.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about. Are we still at sort of a peak load, if you will, on current hospitalizations? I think one of the hospitals had to actually create an additional ICU room. I was hoping that maybe we sort of had reached a peak, because I think there was a time period where the numbers went down just a little. Where are we at now? What kind of trend are you seeing?
Well, I wish that I could say that we have reached the peak, Bob, but from what I'm seeing right now, you know, the state numbers will come out today, and I predict that the positivity rates will be a bit higher than they were last week, which was around 16%. The hospital census seems to have stabilized, but at a very, very high level. I'm just right now, given the performance of the models that we have seen in the past and some that have been put out there currently, my crystal ball is just not that good. But what I can tell you and your listeners is that right now, we're still seeing a lot of cases. Our positivity rates are going up. And so I just go back to, listen, 90% of those in the hospital right now are not vaccinated. So please, if you haven't been vaccinated and you're able to do so, that is the primary means of preventing illness and infection. And in addition to that, stay home when you're ill. You know, this those regular, proven, effective means that we always talk about during flu season. Stay home when you're ill. Stay away from ill people. Wash your hands. You know, I don't think that has been stressed enough. And, you know, this is a disease of distance. So stay away from people who you don't know. And if you're indoors and you're susceptible, then you should consider wearing a mask, which in Alachua County right now you have to anyway.
Right. So how do you balance the staying home part with the, especially if you're not feeling well, so, and then taking action like going to a health facility? Because my understanding is a lot of people are waiting too long to get treatment, and that's having a devastating effect.
You are absolutely correct, and I'm glad you brought that up, because delayed care is no care. If you're not feeling well, give your medical provider a call. Have that consultation, you know, over the phone first, and then make a decision whether or not you need to go present to their office.
Okay, so do the phone thing first. Yeah, because you're going to have some chaotic situations, I guess, especially if they try to go to the ER. My understanding is some ERs you're going to wait maybe 12 hours for, not necessarily for COVID related, but for anything.
Well, that's right. But you know, Bob, if you're suffering from chest pains or stroke symptoms or something that's life threatening, forget the phone. You need to call 911 or you need to get to an ER. Absolutely.
Okay, so this isn't anything to mess with. And so now that kind of word is getting out more and more, and some people are seeing that, hey, if 90% of the people that are hospitalized with serious ailments are not vaccinated, I would assume that would be helping people to make the decision to say, you know what, maybe I am better off with it. So have vaccination rates, have they gone up recently?
They have. Over the last 3 weeks, they have gone up, and I'm pleased to see that. But the rates that we're seeing are just simply not enough, you know, to keep up with the rising numbers of cases and the positivity rate. At some point, we will get to that peak, and then we'll start to go down, but we're just not there yet.
What's your level of concern with, you know, the kids, you know, back in school, and I'm talking about UF, and, you know, football season, and as far as the last I heard, I think it's going to be, you know, wide open, full occupancy.
Yeah, well, so kids back to school, that certainly is a concern. You know, the good thing is that while we have more pediatric inpatient individuals right now than we ever had, the numbers are still relatively low, and that's not to minimize those kids who are in the hospital. Just to give you some perspective, you know, the other day at one of our hospitals with a census of 220 COVID patients, 10 of those were under the age of 20. And what makes that concerning, I mean, many people think, well, you know, that's less than 5%. But during the regular course of this pandemic, before, you know, this latest surge, if we had one pediatric patient in the hospital, that was a lot. So nothing to mess with. Kids back to school. The good news is that the vast, vast majority of children are not going to suffer severe consequences from this disease. But again, you know, it's not that the risk is zero, but it certainly isn't like adults.
Wow.
And in terms of football season, you know, outside activities, the risk is completely much, much lower than it is if you're talking about indoor activities. So, in terms of packing a swamp, that's a UAA decision, and those are decisions that are made way above my pay grade. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how this pans out.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be followed, and there'll be testing that follows it. And if they see a spike, they might, you know, the actions might follow. So we'll stay on top of it. I know you are, and we appreciate you keeping in touch, Paul. And hopefully we'll connect with you soon, and we hope it's for great news. So,
all right,
thank
Bob,
you.
Thanks for having me, and say hello to everybody for me.
Will do. Paul Myers, Department of Florida Health, Alachua County. We appreciate his expertise. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. It's 8:15, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.